Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope.
This guy's a real jerk.
And the Bulldog.
I'm sort of anal retentive, OCD kind of whack job.
On WGR.
Football Friday continues on WGR. Pete Overzet will join us at 4:30. I'm super excited for that. He is of ship-chasing fame. Should I have put that in quotes? I mean, it's in fantasy, it's pretty famous, but I'm not sure everybody walking around Wegmans right now knows what ship-chasing is. I'm doing my best to change that. Sal Capaccio at 5. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh. Final preseason game, 6 o'clock. Paul Hamilton.
You say it's famous, people will start to believe it's famous, even if they don't know what it is. That's just how it works.
Just say it is?
Just sell it.
If you want to be a knight, act like a knight.
Branding, baby.
Looking at Matt Prater's football reference page. Ever done that?
Why would I?
I mean, he's a player on the Bills. You might want to know his age, how many kicks he's made or missed. Those are a couple reasons. No?
I can find all that at ESPN.com.
Yes, I suppose. Do they have his touchback rate?
No, they definitely don't have that.
Are you sure?
Well, I shouldn't say definitely. I've never gone looking, I guess.
Here's what's funny to me about this. So, last 4 years, the previous 4 years, Prater kicked for the Cardinals. We hated him because he was on the Cardinals.
Of course.
Touchback percentage starting at 2021, 70.
He even, for a time, had their logo shaved into the side of his head, like Leonard Smith used to have the Bills
Come
logo.
On.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
I don't know. I made that up. Go ahead.
Did please. You ever have a logo? I was going to say, ever have anything shaved in your head, but that answer is yes. Did we do anything with a logo or anything?
No, there was no logo. It was just shaved with a green spike right at the front.
Bulldog lost a bet 1 year and we shaved his head.
We used to, the picks used to really mean something.
They did. Here they did.
Back in the day.
Last 4 years, Matt Prater's touchback percentage with the Cardinals, 75.3, 69.4, 83.5, 85.0. 5 out of 6 kickoffs, or 6 out of 7 by Matt Prater last 2 years with Arizona, would be touchbacks.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 11.5. What they need on Pro Football Reference is some sort of an asterisk
to
tell you that touchbacks are bad now.
Right.
This player has not fallen off in this category. He means it to look like this. He wants a small number. He used to want a big number. Now you want a small number.
Will there be people like us, I'll say maybe more like you, and this is a compliment, who would look at such a page in 50 years doing this job?
Absolutely.
They're going to look at this data and be puzzled about why, if there is no such note on the page.
Yes.
It's like, why did everybody's touchback percentages fall through the floor? What happened?
Yes.
Did they move kickoffs back to the 20? Like, what? What is going on?
Yes, there should be some, because now you don't want a high touchback percentage. You want a low one. You
right.
want that to – it's kind of flipped. And so, yes, you're going to have context there or else you're going to be mm-hmm. confused. You'll do well to look at different kickers and notice that Matt Prater was not the only one.
Right.
The league did not get to – what are they calling them? Dirty ball kickoffs?
The knuckleball.
Before we did.
Right.
We were on that.
Right.
We figured that out before the NFL did. Like, this is the kickoff they're going to want. And even if you land it short, the Rams guy did last night. Somebody did last night. And they went to the 40. Even that trade-off once in a while is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
I think maybe with San Francisco.
The Rams are one of the teams that I mentioned. It was they and I forget who else that had been using that tactic very effectively. When the Rams played Philadelphia, like every kickoff was just a hand grenade.
Right, you said that.
Yeah. So they and I didn't see last night's game because I was watching the Red Sox not score any runs. Instead, so I didn't see like how that went for them last night. But, yeah, like that's the play, man. Like if you can do it effectively, I think that's better than – and like you said, you're going to get some – you know, you're going to get some misses. Maybe it's going to, you know, knuckle wrong and go out of bounds on you and you're stuck. But I, right now, the Bills, Prater's kicking it effectively, but it seems like I should check their, you probably find this at Pro Football Reference, as well as other places, their average drive start against, like after kickoffs. I feel like every kickoff is coming past the 30. Guys are running it out. Their coverage has not been super tight so far. The Bills. The kicks are all landing like in a corner at the 3-yard line. Good, but they're getting out to the 30-yard line pretty regularly.
Interesting. Yeah, I would not have known that intuitively. Their opponent's average drive start is the 32, which ranks the Bills 24th in the league. I assume that's 24th best.
Now, is that all? That's all drives, though. So that's not just kickoffs.
Right.
But.
And their own drive start average is the 29. Which is 23rd. That's pretty close to the same. Prater's not kicking these dirty balls. He's kicking them into the corner.
He's probably pop-ups into the corner.
Second yeah. best idea.
Yeah. But you got to be able to – you got to tackle. You got to get down there and tackle. And their coverage has not been tight so far this year.
Just seeing here, they're giving up 6 yards an attempt on the ground. 6 yards per carry against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they're giving 8 to the Patriots. Let's see what we get here as it's time now. Early matinee edition of picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, what do you think of this week? Easy time, hard time?
I had a very easy time finding NFL games I liked, which terrifies me.
Right, we don't know if that correlates to winning.
No, not at all.
Maybe
no,
it doesn't.
No.
Although I will say,
a couple of weeks ago, I think I said it was one of these days where I sat down Friday morning and looked at it and didn't like anything, and I went 0-4-1 that week.
Okay. Well, you were right.
Right.
That's the one thing you were right about that week.
I guess. Right.
I don't like this week at all. I just wanted – I don't like it when I'm taking bad teams all the time or taking underdogs all the time. It really hasn't even been that kind of season. So I'm just trying to find – the Bills could be one. I don't love it, though. Like I'm trying to find a couple of favorites that feel good. The Rams might have been the team this week that you felt the best about, and they lost outright. 8.5-point favorites, they lost outright last night. So that didn't help me with this – sort of distracting thought. But, you know, we'll press on here and we'll see what happens. A lot has been said this week. I have decided the Eagles are just not really good at all. And as such, plus I got an extra point today for some reason. I'll take Denver getting 4.5 now at Philadelphia. Okay. It was 3.5 yesterday when I brought this game up and said, undefeated Super Bowl champs at home against the Broncos, and it's 3.5. Like, why? So people just not must not like them. And now it's 4.5, so I might want to reconsider that, but I'll take Denver.
I knew there was a reason when I wrote that game down as one of my picks that I thought to myself, I think Mike likes this game. Because, yeah, now I remember. You said that yesterday on the show. Anyway, we'll see if I change. The rest of your roster.
Get ready for bad teams.
We'll determine whether or not I'm going to pivot to something else.
Am I all right going first?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I went 2-3 last week. I was 2.5 back, I think, so unless you totally washed out.
Let me see if I can find out how I did last week. I won last night. I won a game last night.
Yeah, you were 11-6-2 going into last week, okay. But I don't make a note of your picks. The account that we rely on Twitter for that is where I get your results, usually.
Or I ask my Uncle Chip, but he doesn't respond. Pick two. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Saints. This is really just a play on the numbers. -1.5 at home against the Giants. It's a little buster. Giants with Jackson Dart beating the Chargers. Okay. Even for much of that game without Neighbors, I mean, they never trailed. The Saints gave the Bills a game, but they're New Orleans, and Spencer Rattler has literally never won an NFL start. He's 0-10. Who's betting the Saints? This guy. -1.5. Why are they favored? -1.5 at home against the Giants. Is this a game we're stuck watching, by the way, probably?
I haven't even looked. Yeah, I can find that out very quickly.
This might determine when I decide to go to the stadium. pick three. Yikes. Mike, why again? Carolina. +1.5 at home against Miami. I'm giving Bryce Young and Dave Canales one more game. I promise, like, this is it, okay? I'm giving Bryce Young, who came out of last year as, like, what a story. He's good, actually. And now this year has been mostly terrible. I believed in that. I believed in that coach. I'm getting points at home against the Dolphins without Tyreek Hill. Okay. I'm cringing. Can you see me on the Twitch? I'm cringing. I'm doing it. Carolina, +1.5 against Miami.
We are
starting Jalen Waddle.
Right. We have Denver and the Eagles at 1 o'clock. So the answer is no. We were not getting stuck with the game you mentioned.
That could be an answer, Romo.
Broncos-Eagles at 1. Cowboys and Jets also at 1 on Fox.
I like that.
And then Washington-Chargers at 4:25.
I like all those games.
And, well, the morning game, too. Obviously, we get the morning game.
I don't like the morning game. The
morning game is Vikings.
I'll be watching Everton. Everton-Crystal Palace. I like all the local good choices out there.
Yeah. All right.
Dallas Jets is watchable. Denver Philly's interesting. Washington Chargers, that's good. How many games are better this week? The Packers are off. Pick four. I got to do it.
Yeah, Detroit-Cincinnati would have been better, but it's not now.
It's not now. It's the biggest line, biggest spread of the week.
Right.
I got to do it. I'm cringing again. I'm taking Baltimore. They were a 4 or 5 or 6, 6, 7 point favorite, and now they're a 1.5 point underdog to the Texans at home. I just want to trust the process here. Top organization. That should mean they have depth. I don't know what Cooper Rush is. Maybe Derrick Henry has some life in him. Maybe he doesn't. And maybe if you take Lamar Jackson out at Derrick Henry's current state, he's just not going to do anything. The Texans have a good defense. I'll just, you know, suck it up here with Baltimore. +1.5. There are a few 1.5s. I got 3 on my card here. And finally, Michigan, -17.5 at home to Wisconsin.
Well, I'm going to stay with that Bronco game that you mentioned, getting 4.5 at the Eagles, because I can offset it by taking the Giants head up against you with the Saints, getting 1.5 in New Orleans. The Giants, I mean, they beat the Chargers in, like, full marks, but they didn't really do much, did they? Like, Dart's numbers weren't great.
No,
I don't think
he ran.
He scored on their first drive. I mean, that might be a part of it. I mean, and the Saints were plucky here.
Plucky,
but the guy isn't won yet. And Jackson Dart played at Ole Miss. They're playing in New Orleans. Like, I don't know. I like it for the Giants. So I'll go against you on that. I am going to take the Browns getting 3.5 against the Vikings in London. I just do not trust Carson Wentz to make it happen against that defense. So I don't know how the Browns are going to get their points. I mean, we're talking about a rookie quarterback making his first start, and the Vikings have, you know, Brian Flores and a reputation for making guys see ghosts and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe this game is 6-3 or something. But I'll take the Browns. I think that just I have a very hard time seeing Wentz be functional in this game against that defense. So I like that one.
I like it too.
I am going to go against our buddy Sammy P here. I'm doubling on going against Sammy P from his segment a half an hour or an hour or so ago here. I'm going to take Seattle minus the 3 hosting Tampa. You know, cross the country if you want it. Tampa's just pretty banged up, and Seattle's been impressive. So I'm going to trust Sam. I was not optimistic for Sam Darnold out there, but it's working, and it's working well.
3.5, okay?
Sure, we can do that. I don't mind.
I like it, too. They're all on Tampa this morning, and I don't know. Are they just going to only play close games?
Yeah, right? I mean, maybe. I don't know. Is that what FanDuel has it at? No.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. And college, I brought it up to Sam. I'm going to, despite his analysis, he knows way more about Boise State and Notre Dame than I do. I said it to Sam, I'll say it again. This just feels like a game you're going to turn on at 6:45. It's a 3:30 kickoff. You're going to turn on at 6:45, and everyone in the Notre Dame Stadium is going to be saying rosaries. It's like, why are we losing to Boise State? Why are we only ahead by 2 with a minute left, and they've got the ball at midfield? What is happening? And the announcers are going to be semi-panicked, but still trying to be really nice to Notre Dame because, you know, that's how it works. That's just the vibe I get from this matchup. So
love it.
I'm rolling with Gutalytics, Boise State plus 20.5.
I like nothing. I like very little more than nervous Notre Dame announcers.
Right.
Noah Eagle. How do you get these jobs? Noah Eagle. 20.5. Why not 21? Sam's not here to take that question. Why not 21 if they're so much better? Why not 20.5? Why not 21? There's enough pressure.
They don't trust them.
There's a high pressure system out of Boise that's sort of barely pressing against
right. It's not 21 because, frankly, the bookmakers are worried about turning the game on at 6:45 and seeing people saying rosaries in the stadium because they're only ahead by 2.
And because you can't be a self-respecting sports broadcast anymore without showing the fans every 5 seconds. Because that's what really we all want to see. We want to see pictures of the fans constantly. Right?
We want to see pictures of the fans, and apparently we want to see the rooms where the replay stuff is being decided.
That giant screen with the 24 squares.
Tiny
screens. What am I, 716 when it's broken?
Right, I can't see anything anyways. College is giving you the audio. The Virginia-Florida State game last Friday night, they had a very impactful play at the end where the Florida State, the big receiver, Duke Robinson, I think is his name, like juggled. It was an easy catch. He should have had it, but he juggled it. And they're giving us the audio while the refs are on the headset with whatever, the command center, and command center, got to get a video of the command center. And okay, so then it's, all right, it's going to be third down. Yeah, third down. Oh, no, wait, fourth down. Like, this is not filling me with confidence about this process that you almost mistakenly just misidentified what down it was going to be, and someone had to correct you. I don't need to see how the sausage is made. I hate the sausage to begin with. Most right, normal thinking people do hate it. So let's, the ref analyst isn't enough. Let's get you some video. Again, I'm going to fill the screen with stuff you can't decipher. I can't see the angles that you're looking at because the screen is a half an inch big because there's 20 of them on my 70-inch TV. What are we doing? Make it stop, somebody, please.
Picks. Duke Robinson?
I think that's the kid's name. He's a big.
It's not Duke Akis? Is that someone else? Duke Aukus?
The guy, I'm not saying that Duke Aukus isn't a real dude and a really good receiver. I just don't know who. I'm pretty sure Duke Robinson is a guy. Zach, am I close here?
It's Deuce Robinson.
Deuce Robinson. Okay. Deuce. I misheard Duke. I was too busy with the command center stuff. I don't
know. Saying Duke Aukus isn't a real person. I'm sorry. You were going so good. I'm like, should I just save this? But when are we getting back to Duke Robinson? I mean, it's going to have to be now. It's going to have to be.
I'm running so hot, I don't even know what the hell you just said. I missed the joke. Okay. If it was good and it landed out there, that's good.
It landed over here.
Good.
It landed over here. Duke Aukus.
Oh, that's okay. That's what it was.
I don't know.
I did not catch this.
As the show ever
right.
sounded more political. Pete Overzet next. Some fantasy advice on WGR. Wait. Friday. I got to say one more thing. Football Friday on WGR. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Very excited to see Matt Collins, yes. He made a very lasting impact in his one season here, and, you know, he's, again, another Buffalo kind of, I guess, folklore legend. We do miss him. He's awesome. Having some success over there in that offense, too, so, you know, it'll be fun to see all the guys.
Josh Allen. Did Mac Hollins really make that big of an imprint with the Bills? Like, it's one season. He made a few plays. He didn't wear shoes a lot.
Right.
But I don't know. It's 1 year.
I think that's just the stuff you say.
Yeah. Is what that I mean, I can appreciate that they really liked him.
Sure.
But
everyone, look, team sports love the guys who do the dirty work.
Right. And they do it in a fun way.
Right. But, you know, hockey teams love the enforcers. You know, they're out there battling for you. If you're a receiver and you're run-blocking special teams guy, you're going to be a dude. This is a part of the thinking that got me to the Jackson Hawes touchdown idea against Miami. He's getting a lot of run for doing the dirty work. They're going to reward him. They're going to give him a play. And it worked.
It did. With us now on the Wester Hotline, the leading content creator in fantasy football, his ship-chasing empire, already had been the industry leader and has somehow maintained that distinction despite, well, hiring me about a year ago. Pete Overzet, his face would be on Mount Rushmore of fantasy content if there were only one face. How's that? Pete, meet Bulldog. Hi, Pete.
Hey, nice to be joining you here. I knew I was in the right place when I was hearing Jackson Hawes conversation, so I found my people.
Oh, baby. No kidding. And, you know, we're not touts, but 3 weeks in a row we have nailed the obscure tight end that your friends have never heard of scoring touchdowns on Thursday night. Hawes, A.J. Barner, Tonjes, Hawes couldn't do this, Bulldog, but those two guys even had the – They could even score the first touchdown
of the game, right?
So we're on a little bit of a roll there.
All right, now you just got to hope that it's not Austin Hooper doing it on Sunday night against you guys.
Right. There was a time.
No, we're restricted to Thursdays, Pete.
Oh, that's right. We only do Thursdays. There was a time a year or two ago where we had a short conversation, and Mike Leone, I think, was involved about your coming up from Foxborough for a Patriots game. I kind of think this is the one to do. It's the last year of the stadium. No pressure or anything. It's late notice. But the Bills have these fancy whiteout uniforms, and the Patriots are kind of interesting right now. Would you agree?
I think they're very interesting. And not to mention, you kind of have the Spider-Man meme thing with Josh Allen and Drake May, where Drake May, you know, he's starting to flash the tools of looking like, a burgeoning Josh Allen there. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really kind of interesting showcase for May and saying, like, hey, are you ready to be in this conversation as one of the next great quarterbacks in the league? Or are you dealing with such poor weaponry and dysfunction in New England that it's going to take another year or two to materialize?
What's a tougher puzzle, Pete? Bills pass catchers or Patriots running backs? Or is the answer just pretty much no across the board?
Well, I mean, I think it's like it's Bills pass catchers or Patriots pass catchers, because those are both pretty confusing riddles.
Hang on. We're kind of losing you here, Pete. Let me see if I can – hang on a second. Let me see if we can just sort of off and on and make this sound better. What did I do?
I think Zach is
– we're calling you back.
Yeah, I think we're calling you back.
All right. Well, for you, like Stevenson, Henderson, not Gibson, but do you want to start either Stevenson or Henderson if you have a –
We now have Henderson on our bench because he wasn't getting it, so I don't know if it's time to make that switch again.
Pete, sorry, we lost you there. You were saying.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, I think we're going to get Henderson with a pretty big role here within the next few weeks, but they've just been so stubborn with it at this point. But eventually they're going to realize he's their only legitimate playmaker on offense and just be forced to give him 15-plus touches a game.
How do you like Pete dropping off? Role reversal here on WGR is usually me. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog on WGR. Thoughts on the Bills this year? And really, James Cook. Like, Allen is still cooking, but you're not getting the big numbers here, at least yet. Somewhat shades of last year. Cook won't quit, though.
Yeah, and to me, the biggest difference isn't necessarily, like, Josh Allen's, you know, stuff at the goal line, because that was always the worry of him stealing the touchdowns. It's more that they're not using the Ty Johnson and Ray Davis stuff as much. I mean, you guys would know better than me, but, like, down the playoffs, we were getting a lot of Ty Johnson. Ray Davis was kind of flashing, and then you're like, holy cow, James Cook could be getting squeezed in all these different directions, which is why he was going in the fourth round of fantasy drafts instead of the first round. You know, I think if we knew how big this role was going to be, I think everyone would have gladly have taken him in the second round.
Yeah, I would love to know inside the Bills. Their coordinator, Joe Brady, did talk today, or not today, this week, about needing to get Davis more involved. And I would think that they would be mindful of overtaxing Cook. He is not a big workhorse-type body, so I think you want to be careful there. And you're right, Davis has been a ghost. I feel like there is a week coming here where it doesn't necessarily eat into Cook's touchdowns, but there's a week coming, I don't know when it's going to happen, where Davis gets 10 carries. Because it just has not happened yet this year.
Yeah, you would think so. And like you said, like, Bills have aspirations to play deep into January. You would want to make sure that Cook's healthy and stuff. But man, if you got James Cook on your fantasy team right now, I'm sure no complaints with how things are transpiring.
How about Kincaid at this point? He has scored each week. There's not been, not each week, but he has scored in each home game. That's what it is. It's not big volume yet, although I think the targets per route run stuff is good on him this year, but he's getting in the end zone. He's got 3 touchdowns. He only had 2 his rookie year.
Yeah, I think, like, where we're at with Kincaid now and, you know, where we were drafting him in fantasy, like, he's paying off that price tag, right? You get a tight end tied to an elite quarterback, an elite offense, scoring touchdowns. Like, what more could you want? I think there's just the lingering residue of, like, this was a guy we had such high hopes for, of being, like, the next volume monster, like, early career Hawkinson, these guys that step in and just command 8 to 9 targets a game. And that's just clearly not happening. So I think that disappointment just kind of stems from his early career expectations. But I think he's paying off his draft costs right now.
With Peter Overzet, you might have seen Pete as part of the YouTube coverage for the game in Brazil. He was on the panel for that, which was really cool to see. How did you end up with tight end this year? Like, did you have a big strategy? I ended up with a lot of Bowers and McBride up top, and I don't feel great about that. I mean, we don't even know if Bowers will play this week. McBride's been okay, but not necessarily paying off the early price. Tucker Kraft in the middle, Ferguson in the middle, even Kincaid, like you talked about. I mean, there have been some wins there. Do you feel good about how you played it, if you played it a certain way?
No, I don't feel good, Mike.
No.
It's a sore subject. You know that across our ship chasing portfolio, where we have a lot of these high stakes teams, we have way too much Brock Bowers. As it was happening, I was saying, like, good Lord, this guy has to stay healthy. And guess what? He didn't stay healthy. He's been playing with a brace. This week, the injury seemed to get even worse, and he wasn't practicing. He's technically questionable, but he's not himself right now. And he was drafted. We were drafting him in the first round of these tight end premium leagues, where, granted, you do get 1.5 points for it. But again, you were hoping for him to be this guy that was getting 8, 9, 10 targets a game. And right now he's just looking like any other tight end out there. And that was not the thesis of the play. So yeah, like you said, guys like Tucker Kraft and Ferguson have absolutely smashed their ADP. So I am not feeling good whatsoever about my heaps of Brock Bowers in fantasy.
Early first, even in those leagues. And I was, I guess, spared from doing it again in my draft with you when the group voted Jahmyr Gibbs. And that looks pretty good. I mean, some of these first-round picks do not look good at all, and maybe he's even won. But, you know, the receivers at the end of the first round that have kind of tanked a little bit, and even, you know, the second round as well. But Gibbs looks like a hit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, and that's, like, even, there was a little worry. I think Gibbs would have been, like, the 101, 102 in most drafts, if not, hey, they're going to still use Montgomery a little bit. They're still going to give him some of those goal line carries. But he is just so explosive in this team, you know, every week. This week they're projected to score 30 points. It's like David Montgomery can score a TD. Jahmyr Gibbs can score a TD. There's plenty to go around for everyone. Similar to the Bills last week when they have a 30-point team total versus the Saints.
Even the Patriots pulled that off last week in their game. Like, just,
yeah.
You had a few games last week where the touchdown saved you. Like, Henderson would have been one if you started him. You were going to ask.
Any reluctance on putting Daniels right back in? If you've been living okay without him playing, he's coming back from an injury. Him and, like, whatever, the parts around him. Do you think full speed ahead on Washington?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's more concerning to me is the parts around him, like you mentioned. But with Daniels himself, I feel like they've been playing this pretty cautious. So if the team says he's good to go, like, I'm going to trust them. Like, our interests are very much aligned. The committers do not want him getting hurt this early in the season. So if they say he's ready to go, like, yeah, I'm starting him. I think he's, you know, a top three, top four quarterback play. But I am concerned in, like, you know, Debo has been missing some practice time. I don't think Terry McLaurin's going to play. But Daniels is the type of guy that he's the guy that makes Olamide Zaccheaus look good. He's the guy that makes Luke McCaffrey look good. So I think he's going to be fine, but I don't love that Debo's been on the injury report this week.
Is it a Jalen Lane opportunity? No McLaurin, no Noah Brown, if it matters. Maybe.
Yeah, I like Jalen Lane a lot. I mean, him and Luke McCaffrey seem to be kind of splitting. The Luke McCaffrey usage has been slightly better, I think, if you're trying to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Do a dart, but I think Lane is still a really intriguing stash. Like, if you could see his role increasing as the season progresses, especially if McLaurin continues to miss time.
Couple more for Pete Overzet. We've been starting to get trade deadline calls. It's a month away. But look, they're 4-0, the Bills, and they might end up for another year sort of cakewalking, if that's a word, to the AFC East. How do you win a championship for once? And so we're starting to get calls like, who do you guys want? I wonder what DJ Moore is. I'm not thinking that the Bills would necessarily have an appetite for him, but should he get moved? Is he still good? What is DJ Moore right now?
Yeah, he's in an interesting spot. I honestly think there's some parallels to kind of like the Stephon Diggs stuff, right? Where you kind of have that innate talent, really special player, But then you start to, you know, drop yourself in an offense where there's other really good players, and the coach and the quarterback spread the ball around more, and they feel like, hey, I have this alpha, you know, identity. You know, DJ Moore coming into the league with Carolina, where you're seeing 10 plus targets a game. So it seems like there's some trouble in paradise there, that he's not too happy. But I do wonder if he was in the right spot, if he could feel reinvigorated. But there's just so few of those moves that happen mid-season where the wide receiver drops into the situation and, you know, immediately improves their fantasy outlook. In general, you kind of want the static situation. So that's a tough one right now, but you're certainly underwater on where you drafted him based on his performance.
And last one for me, which is one I threw at Bulldog earlier, and he gave me a good answer. He gave me a business answer on this. Start two of the three: Igbuka, Quentin Johnston, Justin Jefferson.
Wow. Yeah, it's funny that I haven't really been thinking about Justin Jefferson much, just because he's not on the main slate this week. And that game is, what, a 38-point total, which is pretty insane. But, man, I think for me, and it does seem crazy, I'm probably sitting Igbuka, which just doesn't feel great because he's been so good. But I do think he's been over exceeding in the touchdown department. We also get Chris Godwin come back, immediately match him in target share, 91% of the routes, no limitations whatsoever in his first game back. I just feel like the Igbuka, like, miracle touchdown train has to stop at some point. And I think you still feel really good about the QJ volume and obviously Jefferson's volume. But if someone wanted to say sit Jefferson in that super gross game, I wouldn't think they're crazy.
Thank you for not thinking I'm crazy.
I will go by which will make me feel the worst if I'm wrong. And yeah. I don't know. I guess that's Johnston, but yikes. What a good problem. You know, and this is a Puka team who's already in the bank with his you know, regular 24 points or whatever that was last night.
I know this genre of start sit question. It's just trying to show off about how good your team is. You don't actually care about the answer.
That's right. Let's see. Jalen Lane. Let me think of a few. No, I'm not going to waste your time. Peter, thank you. Any questions for us?
No questions for you guys. Actually, no, I do have a question. Who's scoring a touchdown next Thursday night? I'm going to go place the bet right now.
Theo Johnson.
I'm going to need a little more time on that. I haven't gotten to that yet.
Theo Johnson. They were asking me last night, because it was like immediately it's Tonjes. Like, all right, what's next? You know, Jed Bartlett style. What's next? And I'm like, you know, maybe Theo Giants Eagles.
Mike's always ready. I have a whole system, Pete. I got to go through. So I don't,
yeah,
he's going to watch you first.
Let me once you crunch the numbers. Yeah, make sure you message that to me or send a carrier pigeon down here to Boston, and then I'll place it.
ADP chasing is back this week. You can watch it there, and we'll give Bulldog an answer. How about that? Thank you, Pete. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Pete Overzet on the Western Hotline. ADP Chasing is my show under his umbrella, which is during the season going once a month, first Tuesday of the month. So we'll be on coming up this Tuesday. Sal Capaccio at 5. Football Friday continues. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.